Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up.
Are you ready?
Level Up Daily,
the hottest podcast for self-growth.
With interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Cola, level me up. Cola, level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Cola, level me up. Cola, level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. I just want to start off by saying how excited I am to be back on the air, man. You guys don't understand. Like, I've been down and out for the past 2 weeks, you know, fighting off my allergies and, you know, health issues and just trying to stay afloat. And honestly, I'm just excited, man, to be back to doing what I really enjoy doing, which is connecting with as many of you as possible and bringing some value to the table and really just spreading my influence amongst millions and millions of people. And I just want to, you know, take the time to say thank you, honestly, for, you know, those who have been reaching out and showing love and support, whether it's via text, call, Facebook, or just, you know, DMing me on Instagram, just checking up on me, you know, and showing love. I really do appreciate, you know, all the support as I'm fighting my way back out of this 2 week slump, right? You guys really motivated me to keep pushing. And to be honest, I actually got a couple messages from a few dedicated listeners, those who've been tuning in, whether it's from over in Paris or over in Australia and different parts of the world, who, you know, actually send me some of my own content back, which is pretty cool. And they say, hey, you know, remember when you said this and that? Hey, don't give up. You're just a starting block. It's just a starting point. And, you know, you're going to get through it. You're going to bounce back. Like, that to me is just like everything, man, to have that connection with so many people and to understand and realize that so many of you actually take the time out of your day to send me things along the lines, even though it's my own content, but the thought is what counts. Just showing that you care in a sense and appreciate, you know, what I'm able to do. And I greatly appreciate all of you who took the time out to do so. And again, I just want to say thank you so much for those who've been hanging in there, you know, because I haven't dropped anything for the past 2 or 3 weeks. It's been a minute, I know. Trust me. It's been killing me because I'm like, oh, I got to drop something. Like, oh, I got to release something. Like, I got to make a post. I got to do something. I feel like I was just like, on bed rest. It was ridiculous. I couldn't do anything. But honestly, I just want to really come back with a fire segment, you know, per usual, right? You know, dedicating and talking about things that can be of value, right? And actually help you change your perspective on things and actually help you get to where you want to be ultimately. So I just got to take a moment, man. This is crazy. Honestly, this is great to just be back and just be here with all of you. So without further ado, right, I'm not going to hold you guys up because that's one of the things I don't like to do. But let's just dive straight to the topic. Something I've been thinking about as I've been down, you know, for the past 2 weeks. And it's basically adversity, right? And how to embrace it when in trying times. Like, to be honest, believe it or not, we all encounter difficulties, hardships, doubts, you know, many real life situations that, you know, either propel us or derail us from what we truly desire, right? There are days where we go through where we question ourselves about who we are and what our passion is, right? And some of us are born with a lot while others are born with nothing. That's something we don't have control over as to which family we're born into. But what we do have control over is rewriting our family history by unlocking our potential and deploying our gifts and our talents, which is ultimately, you know, leads us to the route of success and creating a legacy, something that many of us seek, right? We all want to be successful in some way, shape, or form, and we all want to leave a legacy in some way, shape, or form, right? See, success is predicated on two things, and I want to clear this up from the get-go, okay, as we're moving forward. It's predicated on two things, which is effort and ambition. Now, where does that come from? Where does effort and ambition come from to create that success, that 1+1=2, you know, combination? It comes from adversity, right? Adversity leads to success. Like when you're hungry, you have to go hunt for food. And hopefully that makes sense. And I'm gonna give you a better analogy here. It's like if you're good looking or you're smart or you're tall, that's not one of the things that drives you. Why? Because that came natural to you. Versus whether you were short or, you know, not the best dresser, good looking or no money or not the best student, right? For example, your parents are super successful and they're rich. And no matter what you do, people are like going to judge you and say, yeah, you only have that because mommy and daddy gave it to you. You know, that's fire. That's fire for people. Some people either run away from it while others run to it. Like you have a choice as a human being to decide how your life will be no matter your situation. So instead of running away from a problem, you should run towards it because the very thing that you're avoiding is where the opportunity lies. You have to learn how to embrace the adversity that you have and actually propel it out in a way that brings benefits to you. And to be honest, one of the things that we all can agree on is that you just have to be great at your craft, right? To be successful. I mean, why else are you putting in all those hours, late nights, you know, early mornings, right? You're either putting in the work because you love it, which is passion, or adversity. It's that simple. But the thing is, more people spend time, you know, updating their phones and updating their minds. Let's be honest real quick. Let's be real, like we always are. Is your perspective right? Like, are you happy? Are you putting yourself in a position to succeed? These are the things you have to ask yourself. And to be honest, the problem with our generation, and I'm talking about us millennials, right, is that we have it easy. Many never had to work hard or worry about being poor, like our great-great-grandparents, right, who had to go through many hardships just so we can have the opportunities we have today. Like, I have no right to complain or cry about people liking me. It's bigger than that, which is one of the many reasons why, honestly, kids today struggle with making that connection. You know, they don't know how to cope with adversity, so they buy shoes, they buy jewelry, they buy the shiny things because they don't know what else to do. People care about the likes and the followers on Instagram versus what really important. And, you know, they tend to cry and bitch about no one showing them enough love. Like, who cares about the likes? Why is that even important? Why is that even a conversation, right? Why is that a main focus on anything that we do? Some of you are letting people steer your dreams because you believe what they're telling you. When they say you should stop, when they say you should try something else, that's when you should work harder and show them that you have what it takes. You should keep shifting, whether it's mentally, physically, financially, spiritually, right? Until you get to where you want to be. You have to understand that when you're patient, you give, right? So therefore you receive. And when you're impatient, you take. Therefore, you don't receive. That's where a lot of people go wrong and end up falling short. Everybody want to take, take, take. Therefore, they don't receive anything, and therefore they become impatient, and they try to figure out why. Why is that happening? Why am I still here in the same position? Like, to be honest, it's frustrating sometimes, right? Because you can be comfortable, in a sense, in a situation where, you know, things are not bad, but they can be better. And it's frustrating because you don't understand, why are you still here in this very moment? Why are, you know, things happening to you this way? Or why are you not progressing, but you see Bob, Joe, and Jill down the block, you know, living their best life or whatever you want to call it. You know, they're taking trips, making more money, making connections, and you're just still standing in the same spot. And the problem is because you choose to be comfortable. So the trick is to become uncomfortable, right? Something that we talked about all the time, and many other leaders and everybody else and their mom talks about being uncomfortable, but no one really does it. So if I were to break this concept down to actually paint a clear picture, is for the fact that being comfortable is frustrating. But guess what? Being uncomfortable has the potential to make you happy. So why not take that chance? Why not bet on yourself? Why not just take one step forward, 1 foot at a time, moving in a direction in which you want to go so that you can have the opportunity to be where you want to be? I need you guys to understand that. So as you're all transitioning into this weekend, right, I want you, you know, not to focus or worry too much while you're in the air. And I want to, you know, break down this concept again, something that I've been thinking about as I've been laying up trying to recover. Is the fact that what I mean by that is when you're taking off and you're either starting that business or you're getting that new job and you're on that runway to success, you have to expect some turbulence, right? You have to expect low visibility. You have to expect the altitude to fluctuate, right? Like no matter how high the winds are, with the birds flying your way, aka the haters, or even if it seems like you've lost control, just take a deep breath and focus on landing, because a true winner will always land correctly. Yo, tuning back into the podcast per usual. Well, then again, it's been about 2 weeks, right? Because I've been under the weather, fighting allergies and everything. But my day ones definitely understand. You know, shout out to those who tuned in for the first time. I greatly appreciate the love and support for you taking time out of your day to check out my station and listen to the entire segment just to get this far into the end. So I want to make sure it counts and make sure it's worth it for you. Along with that being said, hopefully you was able to find some value in the segment based off the topic of adversity and learning how to embrace it and face it, especially in trying times. Like no matter, you know, the situation that you have in front of you, just know that you can use that as leverage to help push you and propel you to newer heights. That was really, you know, the main subject and the main meaning behind this entire segment. Hopefully you was able to draw that out of there, and if not, help change your perspective on the meaning overall. With that being said, I greatly appreciate everybody who's been, again, rocking with me, especially in these trying times and me just trying to bounce back and get my health back together. But I feel good. I'm feeling back. I'm feeling, you know, pretty normal right now. And I want to go ahead and dive into a few things that I'm working on currently. I got a couple gigs coming up. I'll be traveling different parts of the states, doing some speaking engagements. I definitely want to leverage that. So if any of you would love to, you know, meet one-on-one or have a speaking engagement in the upcoming city and you want me to come and speak to a course or a couple students or you know, just certain individuals or yourself, family, it doesn't matter, I'm willing to do so. Feel free to shoot me the information on Instagram at DeAndre_Evans. That's DeAndre_EVANS, or you can email me at levelupdaily@gmail.com. Definitely excited to do something along those lines. I want to branch out and do something different and actually step outside my comfort zone to actually share this value that I have. Along with that being said, I do have a clothing line that I'm getting ready to drop here soon. Something to show my appreciation to everyone who's been rocking with me. So be on the lookout for that. But until next time, guys, much love, peace, and blessings.